Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
A great start to the work week, simply because my Dallas Cowboys are now 1-1. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, damn it.
And of course, my New York Giants are undefeated, 2-0.
Hey, I barely squeezed that one out.
Hey, a win is a win.
A win is a damn win.
A win is a win.
I'm not. I'll take them how we can get them.
Hey, I'm with you.
Damn it.
All right, so everybody's in a good mood.
My undefeated Giants. A lot going on over the weekend. I was out in Canada. Shout out to everybody that was in Toronto and Ottawa. Canada's kind of like my second home. I've been traveling there a lot recently.
Have you now?
Yeah, I like Canada.
So
I'm a lot of fun in Canada.
Passport is all clear, no problems.
No, I'm good. Get to Canada in and out anytime I need to.
Yeah, I was sitting back watching all the hip-hop shenanigans of the weekend. Feeling so good as I did things like sit on my deck, you know, lay in my bed with my nice linen sheets, you know what I mean? Play with my kids and just thank God that I'm not in the jungle.
No, well, I like the BET Hip Hop Awards were over the weekend.
I like being part of the safari.
Are you talking about the game, Sean Kingston?
Yeah, I like being in the Jeep, riding through the jungle, looking at the animals.
With the windows up.
Feels so good to not have to be an animal anymore.
But we have all kinds of
being in the midst of action.
Of course, for you about all of that. I was traveling this weekend as well. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Had a great time. I was at that Club One in Charlotte that Peter Thomas from Real Housewives.
Oh, you was
Atlanta.
Down there with the King of Charlotte.
No, they don't like that
right.
at all.
No, they hate
in,
that.
He was in there, though.
Peter Lucky, he ain't get beat up by the
they don't
crazy
like that
kids
at all.
In the Queen City.
Okay? They don't like that at all.
Running around there talking about you the King of Charlotte. Did he look like the king?
I mean, he was in the club. He was chilling. I don't know about being the king, but
nah, they ain't like
he
that.
Seemed chill.
You better just be happy to be there. When you ain't from someplace and you run up in that city talking about you the king of, you need to relax and just
Fall
be happy to be there.
Back a little bit.
Okay?
And then I left there and I went to Boston. A lot of people were in Boston over the weekend. They have this big hemp fest.
Hemp.
So I think Dave East was coming the day and I was leaving and Method Man and Red Man.
That's also weed, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. They do a weed fest in Boston?
Yeah, they do. I was asking about that because I was like, is weed legal?
It's
and they
not.
Said it's not, but for that one day, they don't give you a hard time about anything. So had a good time there.
That's when you know you live in a city that's predominantly white.
Fun weekend.
Yeah, let things slide.
Yeah, just today we'll have a purge.
Okay.
Just today.
Now, we got to talk about front page news. There's a lot of things going on that I'm not sure. Explosions all over the place.
Right. I thought, traveling is a little bit rough if you're in New York City and New Jersey because there were some explosions that happened over the weekend, and I'll give you as much information as we have on that as of now.
Is Mercury still in retrograde? That's what we need to all be keeping in mind.
I don't know.
If Mercury's still in retrograde, that is the reason for all the crazy stuff we're seeing at the present.
They said there was a pipe bomb, then there was a bomb on 23rd Street in Manhattan, then they found a bomb on 27th, and then there was one in Elizabeth, New Jersey. All right, well, Usher will be joining us this morning as well.
I've heard of him.
No limit.
No?
I've heard of him.
A little bit? Okay.
I've heard of him.
It's hard to love. That album's out.
All right, well, so we'll kick it with Usher in a little bit, but let's get the show popping. Front page news next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was For Free. Khaled, Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. Last night, the Giants, 2-0 undefeated. They beat the Saints. Steelers beat the Bengals. Titans beat the Lions. Ravens beat the Browns. Cowboys beat the Redskins. Panthers beat the 49ers. The Patriots beat the Dolphins. Texans beat the Chiefs. The Rams beat the Seahawks. The Cardinals beat the Bucks. The Chargers beat the Jags. The Falcons beat the Raiders. The Broncos beat the Colts. The Vikings beat the Pacers, the Packers. I was about to say Pacers, the Packers. And in Monday Night Football, the Eagles play the Bears.
I don't like how you just slid over the Cowboys, you know, beat the Redskins. Okay? I need you to say that with more emphasis.
I said it enough.
Okay? Emphasize that. Mm-hmm. My Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins. Thank you.
No. I said it right. Now, let's talk about these three attacks in the U.S.
Man, this was crazy over the weekends. There were three attacks in 12 hours in New York and New Jersey streets, and there was also a stabbing spree at a mall in Minnesota.
What the hell's going on?
Now, there were 29 people injured because of a bombing that happened in Manhattan on 23rd Street. And they did find a device, a mysterious device that was blocks away. So people are extra on guard. You know, the UN is actually having their debate at the General Assembly. So that's happening today. So if you're in the New York City area, it's a little bit crazy even just trying to get around.
Gridlock alert.
What did the mayor say? That it was intentional, but it wasn't an act of terrorism? Then what the hell was it then?
They haven't defined it yet.
They don't know yet.
I mean, it wasn't Muslim. He wasn't Muslim. That's what it means.
I don't think they're sure yet.
So I'm going to give you some more things. At 9:30 a.m. in Seaside Park, New Jersey, one of three pipe bomb type devices were wired together. They detonated in a garbage can. They tore apart the container, but nobody else was injured.
Whatever happened to the term domestic terrorism? If you put a bomb in a garbage can and it blows up and you injure 29 people, that's an act of domestic terrorism. I'm sorry.
They're just not sure yet.
Why? When you say it's intentional, how can you? If you say it's intentional, then that's letting me know, okay, it's an act of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
All right, then we told you about the bomb that happened in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. It was an explosion on 23rd Street and 6th Avenue with 29 people injured. They did find an intact pressure cooker blocks away. Now, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, said the pressure cooker and the exploded device in Chelsea were similar. So they said both devices had cell phones as timers. Then at 9 p.m. in St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man was wearing a security uniform. He entered Crossroads Mall, made a reference to Allah, and he stabbed 9 people before an off-duty police officer shot him dead.
The police said that Sean Kingston told him Meek Mill put the bombs in the trash cans all through New York.
Oh, stop it. And then did you get the one in Elizabeth, New Jersey this morning?
Yeah, so that happened in Elizabeth, New Jersey this morning. That's actually why New Jersey transit trains aren't really running. You have to do Amtrak, and they're on a limited schedule.
What
also
happened?
There was a bomb found in a garbage can. A homeless man was going through the garbage and found it. Called 911. And they sent the little robot to detonate it, and it exploded.
It made a mistake, and it did explode. But nobody was injured because it was the robot that went to detonate the bomb.
So they're saying if you see something, say something.
I wouldn't even know what a bomb looked like. I need to know how this homeless man could identify a bomb.
Because
I'm thinking about bombs from the movies. Remember the bomb that was tied up on Pookie in New Jack City?
That's kind of what it looked like. It looked like a bunch of wires connected to a flip phone. If you see a flip phone in a garbage can, you're going to call 911.
And who let the homeless man hold their phone to be able to call in and say that he found a bomb in the trash can? Something ain't right about this now. I'm just smelling some little funkiness in the water right now. Where did the homeless man just randomly find a phone to call in and say it was a bomb in the trash can?
They don't really have pay phones anymore. Yes, they do.
You think that homeless man was going to waste his little cup of change on the payphone?
911 is free.
It's free.
Oh, it is.
You don't cost money to call 911.
This guy's...
I don't know the last time I seen a payphone.
I haven't seen a payphone in a long time either. But that's not the issue, man.
I took a picture right next to one in New Jersey.
Did you?
Yeah.
But did it work?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I just need to know what a bomb looked like if I see one.
You see, it was wires connected to a flip phone. You see a flip phone, you know.
A wire connected to a flip phone.
But I think they already detained the people that they feel like had something to do with the explosion in Chelsea. So
they
already have people arrested in connection, and they're questioning them.
Yeah, they arrested 3 people on the bridge, and those 3 people are from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I just need bombs to identify themselves.
A lot going on. Okay, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe you need to get some things off your chest. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne, son. Like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Young Josh 93 in the building. What go down, La Familia?
Don't nobody want to hear from you when this explosion's going off all over the country, sir.
Oh, man, I thought we was bros.
No.
Oh, man, that breaks my heart. Angela Yee, I miss you.
I miss you too, boo.
You didn't call me yet. I gave you my business card.
Oh, shoot.
You still got business cards and it's 2016?
Yeah, business cards and CDs, sir. I'm out
okay.
here grinding.
All right, old school, young OG.
I'm living what I'm preaching. I see people act one way and change their image on the weekend. I don't do that. I get on air and spit true facts. We live it. But Houston is my city like New Jack. City of the purple, but I'm swerving in the cool black. Bring your rims to the wrong hood and get your 22s, Jack. That's the same reason that I stay where the stew at. Flow so sick, ye, where the chicken soup at. I'm flying in a piece of paper bearing my name. I'm the type to say the stuff that they too scary to say. Breakfast Club on my back. I got to carry the wave. We young black men, but they want us to remember we slaves. No money, all struggle. I remember them days. face. Now I'm shining so hard, I ain't getting no shade. I got the sauce, I got the flavor, more flavor than Flav. I make the test look easy because I study my ways. I've been down.
Okay.
All right, Young Josh. Give it up for Young Josh, man. Give it up for Young Josh.
Garbage.
Hello.
That was not garbage.
Garbage.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is D from Jersey.
Tell him why you mad.
Man, listen, I got some little kids coming around my house, man. They keep trying to get into my car.
Whoa, are you kidding me? That's crazy.
Yeah, I got a camera. You know, I just moved to this new community, and I got a camera. I put it up. I got the little kid on video. Sent it to the cops, and the cops aren't doing anything, man. I don't know what to do.
Well, don't do nothing stupid. I've been watching a lot of criminal IDs where people set kids up, and then they do something bad to them, and then they get in trouble for pre-planning. So try to follow the kid home and talk to the kid's parents if the kid is young. But don't do nothing stupid. Don't shoot the kid. Don't stab the kid. Don't do nothing crazy.
Go get you a pit bull or a Rottweiler and say, sick him.
I'll post that video footage right on social media.
I did. I put it on Facebook. I sent it to the cops. I don't know, man.
How old is the kid?
First of all, you'll never find them kids on Facebook. Ain't no kids on Facebook.
Nope. Okay. How old is the kid?
I don't know. The kid looks like a teenager, like 14, 15. Like,
get you a pit bull, man. Get you a pit bull and only feed him gunpowder.
You know, if this guy goes out there with a gun and does something to the kid, he's in trouble because he pre-planned it. You know that? I've been watching Criminal Idea. Just,
well, if you called the police already, you told the police and they not doing nothing, you still got to protect yourself.
He still can't do nothing unless he's in fear of his
life. Well, how can you make the police do something about it? You just can't?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, first I want to say what's up to y'all. Peace and blessings to everybody. I appreciate y'all every morning. But yeah, I'm a little mad because this suck at work talking all this junk. And I'm about ready to pop off on him.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
What's he saying at work? What's happening?
He came at me wrong. I had to put him in his place. And, you know, now he being an ass because, you know, maybe because I owe him a couple of dollars. But that's besides.
So you owe him money, but you're mad at him because you owe him money. Come on now.
Bottom line is.
The bottom line is you owe him some damn money. You owe him some money. Pay him his money. I hate people like you. I loan you some money, and then you get mad when I ask for it back.
I did you a favor. Now you're trying to come at me?
He wasn't asking for the money back. This had something to do with work. I think he was just feeling some type of way because I owed him them last few little dollars. So, like I said, this didn't have nothing to do with the money.
Can you admit that you're wrong because you owe this man some money? You should go to work and say, look, I know you're feeling some type of way because I owe you some money. That's my bad. I don't want to be beefing about this. Let me take care of it. I'm going to give you your money on this date.
Word.
Gotcha.
And I hate people like you that be like,
whatever, Charlamagne, shut up.
I owe him a few little funky dollars.
No, give me my money.
Yeah, give me my few little funky dollars because that few little funky dollars, you sure needed that a couple weeks ago and your ass was down and broke.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, I'm glad Meek Mill responded with bars finally, though, this morning.
Right. Well, last night. On, I'm sure in the rumors and also in the mix this morning.
They teased me with the Beanie Siegel part, though. I thought Beanie was actually going to spit a verse or something. Mm. All he literally said is what was on that Instagram.
Don't
clip.
Take me out of retirement.
Yes. Like, but the record is dope. I like the fact that they responded with bars.
Right.
But all that violence, knock it off. And I know Angela's going to talk about it in the rumors, but I need to know why Sean Kingston is out here acting like Ox from Belly. Does anybody know?
I know Sean.
He's Jamaican.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Why even put yourself in that?
Leave it alone.
Well, he is in it, whether or not he wants to be. It all started.
He didn't have to be in it in that capacity. But now he's in it, might catch a fade.
We don't look at Sean Kingston as that type of person.
But he got into a bad situation while he has security and his people around him. Like, you don't want to put yourself in another situation. Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
And I feel bad about the fact that Meek, actually, his cousin just got killed. And he was coming from his funeral. And this all just happened last week, too.
Right.
And then this.
Well, I'm sure we'll get all into that in the rumors. And also, don't forget, Usher will be joining us in a little bit. Right? So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, right when we were leaving work on Friday, we got some updates on this Game versus Meek Mill issues. Mm-hmm. It all started off with Game in the club, and he went in at Meek Mill, dissing him and everything. And we were like, what happened? What's going on? Then we found out he had a diss song. Envy, you knew about this diss song for a while. It's called 92 Bars.
Yeah, they told me about it a couple of months, about a month ago they told me about it.
All right, well, here's a little snippet from the 92 Bars.
sister. She got a couple more, and she don't even know me. And ever since that nigga snitched on me, we just don't speak. See, that shit you got with Drake is like a slow leak. Blood will be dripping like Niagara if I poke me. Nicki won't get no sleep. I'm coming through at 4 a.m. 4 deep to leave a dead body on a soap sheet. It can happen low-key. You better have Ross call me or you gon' be eye level with a roach beat. Up around and be a news clip with them loose lips. My nigga Drizzy packed you out and you ain't douche-ish. This the Golden State and my shooters ain't on no hoosh-ish. You know that I snap you like a toothpick. And snitching on niggas ain't never been no cool-ish. And I've been wanting to give Nicki this pool stick. So tell your little vibrant thing, come up a Q-tip. We know where you live, niggas. You better move quick and start thinking twice about who you hop in the coupe with.
All right. Well, there you have it. That was the 92 Bars snippet. And after that, he also posted a picture. The Game posted a picture with Nicki Minaj. He tagged her in it, and he tagged himself Real N-Word. And he said, the last time Nicki held a Real N-Word, seventh grade body, having ass N-Word. Everybody, you know you the wife. If she take her followers back, you're going to be back at 100,000. Meek Mill responded, putting up a picture with him and Nicki where she's kissing him and he has his middle fingers up. And he said, you want to fight next morning? A diss raps, then the pre-order links. The jig is up. Y'all guys, real rappers. Make sure y'all go support them industry cats.
Niggers is niggin'. Mercury's in retrograde.
Meek Mill said, you going to learn about speaking my name with the word rat. Then he tagged Game. He says, somebody must have slipped you a Mickey. You tipping. All right. Then Meek Mill posted a picture of Game from when he was on Change of Heart. He said, how do you get on Change of Heart? You a fake gangster. Ain't no real LA N-word standing behind this effery. Where was you at in life when you decided to go on Change of Heart? And the hoe had a change of heart on you because you lame. All right. Well, the Game posted a picture, a throwback picture of Meek Mill. He said, shout out to all my boss bitches, wife and N-words. And put up an old picture. Then that's when the memes started and the Photoshop pictures.
Listen, all that social media and meme stuff is corny. I'm going to be honest with you. I like boss.
Right, of course, we do.
Like, nothing looks crazier than street beef online. It just looks ridiculous.
And it does.
And some more bars did come after all of that, but we'll get into Sean Kingston's part. I guess the real issue here is that the Game feels like Meek went and said, told Sean Kingston that he got him robbed at a club in L.A. Now, Meek Mill also, I guess, was trying to call the Game. Game posted pictures of missed calls to Meek Mill to show that he wasn't picking up his calls. Then Sean Kingston also jumped in, and it started off a little peaceful. Here's how Sean Kingston started.
I'm just cooling, man, trying to stay positive, work on my new album, come back with good music for my fans, man. I ain't trying to be no more media, no more drama, no nothing. That's my dog. We never had no conversation about nothing.
All right, well,
that's how it started.
Things went a little left after that. I don't know what happened.
I know what happened.
Behind the scenes.
What happened?
But then Sean Kingston came with this video.
Y'all a gangster in the world. No, y'all a bumble clock gangster. Y'all fraud, take care of niggas them. Yo, straight like that, hoe ass nigga, man. F*** wrong with you. Little Dirt pulled up on your ass, ready to drop your ass. You call peace, pet rally, nigga. Oh, man, I ain't done it, hoe ass nigga. Thug was about ready to drop your ass. You call peace. Man, we seen this f***ing movie before. Get this clown out of here.
This is Meek Mill and Game's fault, and I'm going to tell you why. Sean saw all those posts and memes Game and Meek Mill was posting and saw all those likes and Shade Room and Baller Alert and academic retweets they was getting, and he said, I want in, damn it.
Well, the Game,
I want it.
We had some more from Sean Kingston, but first, here's what the Game had to say.
This is very messy.
Robbed in the club, ran for all your f***ing jury. You ain't do shit. Oh, called my phone, said, Game, big bro, somebody robbed me. Can you help me get my chains back? Called me back 10 minutes later talking about Meek called you and told you that I had you set up and robbed in the club. Called detectives with Meek on the phone incriminating me and my f***ing entourage saying that we f***ing robbed you. You a f***ing lying ass n***a. And Meek, you know you can't f***ing put hands on nobody. Stop fronting for these Instagram followers. I'm f***ing you up on site.
Yeah, I haven't even taken my vitamins yet this morning. I just started sipping my green juice.
Oh, there's more.
Well, here's Sean Kingston now.
Yeah, I'm a fat The world know I'm a fat I went platinum being a fat Fat and still your bitch.
Oh, my God.
Anywhere, you buff ass, steroid ass going to running cannon every day. 48 of fitness, 48 of fitness. Go take another steroid pill, you ass You was wearing a thong, you can't talk to me. I ain't no rapper, I ain't got to be no street The world know what you is, you ain't even good in your own city. You a hoe, and the whole world know.
Insane. Sean Kingston had a teleprompter. I just want y'all to know that. Somebody was holding up a teleprompter.
Is there more, ye?
Well, Beanie Siegel now has come out of retirement.
Oh, my goodness.
So Meek Mill posted a video, and he said, please don't bring me out of retirement. I'm putting them fatigues back on for my city. Straighten up or get straightened out 100. So I guess now Beanie Siegel is repping for Philly.
You know why I didn't mind that, though? I didn't mind that because that was actually on a track. It was over the Ooh remix. It was bars. I don't mind rap.
We have that next. Now, this is Meek Mill put out a song, Ooh, and check it out.
Dirt checked you, Thug sunned you, what else? Fifth dropped you, what else? Mac won you, what else? Strippers turn rappers, look what we come to, you a big ass my lady and never fuck you.
Drop on a clue bomb for Meek Mill.
I like bars.
Not mad at the bars, baby.
I'm going to play the full version in the mix, too.
Not mad at the bars. That's all we ever wanted, some bars.
He also told them he's softer than Drake. As well.
No, O'Malley said that, actually.
Yeah, O'Malley said that.
On that.
He said you softer than Drake. But yeah, there's a lot more that we had to skip over, but basically a lot of back and forth. There were a lot of pictures. Meek Mill posted a lot of throwback pictures of Game.
Game posted a lot of throwback pictures.
They actually also posted a video that Envy did with the Game, where the Game said that he was just tired of hip hop.
Oh, from Sucker Free?
No, this was before Sucker Free. This was, can't remember the video show.
That was the show called Sucker Free. It was before Sucker Free. It was on MTV, too?
No, it wasn't on MTV. This was on
Music Choice.
Music Choice. It had a show, Music Choice.
Okay. It was a Music Choice.
That's when he was crying. He was crying a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
All I know is Mercury's in retrograde. Niggers are nigging. And,
this is going to be good.
And I want to tell you this, though. I saw Nipsey Hussle also put up some tweets. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see what Nipsey said.
What'd he say?
Hold on. There was so much going on. I got to pull all this up. But I actually like what Nipsey had to say. He went on Twitter and he added the Game and Meek Mill. He said, for Emirates to do this on social media, this internet is a divide and conquer. You got a lot of young black men on your payroll. Same with Meek. This is bad leadership. If someone's in the wrong, then it should be handled and then everyone get back to the money. Ain't going to be no East Coast, West Coast war. Ain't going to be no black men killing black men and come to an understanding. Hip hop needs to stop gassing this beef between Game and Meek Mill. Emirates going to sit down like men and express their differences.
That I agree with because I feel like the situation was like a street situation, right? So it should have been handled with like phone calls and handled in the street.
Right.
Like, I don't see how it turned into a rap beef, but we appreciate the boss.
I think it happened when he was on stage in Miami and he said something and then people videotaped it and then it just became an internet.
And then his album's about to come out and the song is on his album, right?
Right.
So it was about to come out anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you can't be upset when people look at this and say, well, you know what, Game might be pulling a publicity stunt. Because it's just been going on for the past few months.
All right.
This seemed like something that should have been handled.
Well, that is your rumor report. We're going to, of course, have more for you throughout the morning.
Anything Game coming in this week?
Game is coming this week.
Okay.
All right. Well, get it all out your head. Woosa.
I'm drinking my green juice, bro.
Drink your green juice. Drink your coffee. Is it all out? Get it all out.
If somebody tells you you're in a club with someone and they're about to get robbed, would you tell them?
That's a good...
It depends
who it is. I'm going to be honest with you. Because guess what? If you're telling me that you're about to rob somebody, that person's not my man. And you know that's not my man. Because you're not going to come to me and tell me you're about to rob my man.
We'll talk about it later.
That's a good question.
Let's change the topic.
Get it all out.
Bring in some R&B.
Usher, when we come back.
Yeah, you know how people fight in the club, and then you fight in the club, you got to play an R&B song?
You got to make love in the club.
Let's make love in the club.
There's no limit, all right? When we come back, Usher, I'm going to do an Usher mini mix, too, because he's in the building. It's a Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Popcorn Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Usher.
What'd he do, Mike?
And this time, he really is a special guest, man. Congratulations on the new album.
Yes.
Appreciate it, man.
Really enjoyed it. I know you put it out early on Tidal. I don't have Tidal, so I had to listen to it.
Why you don't have Tidal?
Because it's too many different things.
She don't support black business.
No, I'm
going to
tell you.
You better support, man.
Because I already have Apple. I already have Pandora.
Sure. If you have Pandora, you should have Apple. You should have Tidal.
Because I have too many already.
You just call like black people. You just say it.
That's not, I mean, I had these first.
You don't support black people. Just say it.
All right. Fine.
Now, we was having a conversation earlier. Is Usher appreciated like he needs to be? For, like, all you've done in music, you've been around since 94.
Yeah.
Are you appreciated?
That's a question I can't answer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it obviously says a lot that I've been around as long as I have. But, I mean, I don't know if I do it for that reason. I do it to celebrate music. I do it to kind of celebrate the culture that I come from. I mean, and I've been a lot of places in picking up that culture. I started here in New York, you know what I'm saying? Right. And from that, I made my reconnection with the South in Atlanta. And, you know, as it relates to R&B music and rhythmic music in the way that I do, you know what I'm saying? I try to bring everybody back together, even when I kind of went off the beaten path and just started, you know, trying other genres of music in other space.
Pop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, but that everybody does, you know. And the one cool thing about it is that I was fearless in doing it. But then that became, you know, a relevant thing for artists to do. It's a departure, but this album ain't about that. This album is kind of bringing it back to the center. You know what I'm saying? I made a conscious decision to go towards my own culture. You know what I mean, if I listen to radio right now, everybody sounds like Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if you from New Jersey, Brooklyn, wherever you from, it sounds like Atlanta.
Right. That is a fact.
Now, let's talk about No Limit, the single.
Yep.
You released that. Did it catch on immediately?
Yeah, you know, it took a minute.
Then everybody wanted Master P on the record.
And
Master
then somebody from No Limit.
Yeah, somebody
Silk,
from No Limit.
Silk, Mystical.
Yeah. Remix. Now, how was hooking up with P?
It was cool. I mean, it was cool to be a part of what P's working on, because now he's kind of doing a documentary around No Limit records and just kind of what it is to be an entrepreneur in the South. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like I just kind of, I mean, this is kind of like a tribute to you too in an odd way. The record wasn't about Master P. It just happened to use him as a metaphor. Mm-hmm. But why not put P on it?
You know, and all our friends, like Ghetto D, so it all worked out.
You like what?
Yeah. She said she likes Ghetto D. Yeah.
She like you like Ghetto D?
Yeah, we all do.
No, we don't all like Ghetto D. We don't all like Ghetto D.
The ladies, we all like that Ghetto D.
You see some of the boyfriends she had, you'd be like, yeah, she like that Ghetto D. Now, why No Limit, though? Because you are from Atlanta, so you had some historic labels there.
It was more South than it was Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But No Limit, to me, felt like where we were at. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, it's all about getting reconnected with the people, the energy, you know what I'm saying? And then I brought the dance to the table, because the record was what it was. But then to be able to just start moving again and dancing and celebrating the movement, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was more for me than anything.
You think it's too early in your career for people to be like, Usher still got it? Because you watch the video and you watching you dance, you're like, oh, Usher still got it.
I mean, hey, you know, God rest the dead. They went through the same thing with Michael. They went through the same thing with Prince. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm 28. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it never hurts a little bit, a little pop lock, just a little.
Yeah.
What is that you doing? That's what you call a pop lock?
That's like a seizure.
That's terrible. And you do have some songs on here that are very nostalgic too, which I see is really popular now with some of the newer artists kind of throwing it back.
In some way, I think that all of late 80s and 90s, you know, kind of gave me a little inspiration. Mm-hmm. But I had a departure, you know, just from music. I was just trying different space, just kind of working on different things and allowing myself to just be, you know, just explore as much as I possibly can. And then, you know, I started looking at some of the things that I was going through, and then I started using some of that as well. You know, that transition in life, you know, where you kind of look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, man, I'm a bit hard to love. I ain't been the best.
And your ex-wife put the new album, Hard to Love, is out. That title is perfect. she put that on Instagram this morning. Shut up. I swear to God, I literally just saw it. I'm telling you.
But
make
it seems it crazy, like you guys are in a good space now. So that's
Nah, we good, man.
Right. Yeah. You really think you're hard to love, though?
If you have ever loved me, then you have, you know, I mean, no, I mean, not to everybody, you know what I mean? But
like, we love your music, but if somebody's close to you,
you know what I'm saying?
It seems like you're very transparent in your music, but I guess guarded in real life, so to speak.
Not really. You know, for the most part, I just, you know, I kind of live with my book open. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm near. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way, on your star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that was big. Mm-hmm. Was that a surprise? Because it seemed like it came out of nowhere. Just one day we seen a picture. Like,
I think they give you advance
notice. Nah, it wouldn't a surprise. Like, they have to petition, you know what I'm saying? So the fans have to begin to, you know, start to go through the process of raising the funding. My fans are the reason that happened. Mm-hmm. And it could have happened, you know, years before. But I think that this was the perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? It's been really an amazing year, man. Like, starting with going out to Golden State and winning with the Cavs.
Right.
After an 11-year investment with them.
That's a nice little sneaky investment you got.
Yeah.
Is it sneaky?
Yeah, 11 years of sneaking, right?
You never thought that was going to happen, did you? Even in the finals, did you think the Cavs were going to win?
I think people only remember the success, right? So we kind of have now kind of abandoned the idea of what happened before, because Cleveland has now, you know, kind of made the full circuit that they all were hopeful for, you know. And when LeBron decided to leave and go to Miami, I was still there in Cleveland.
Did you burn his jersey?
No, of course not. You know, and once again, that perspective of being hard to love, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, listen, now 11 years later, we got an incredible team. got a ring to go with it, and looking forward to an incredible.
You get a ring too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you ever think about selling your stake in the team when LeBron left?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Why? Just because it was important to be a black owner? Or?
I mean, as it relates to being a part of an incredible group, you know, don't jump ship. You know what I mean? And then when Kyrie came, I actually built a great rapport with him. But it served to be a good business. You know what I mean? It wasn't a decline in that way. You know what I'm saying? He was still just as popular and just as successful. And the efforts of the team were to, you know, rebuild. And then when LeBron came back, it just became a continual conversation about what we're going to do to continue to build the team.
The Knicks are going to win this year.
No, hey, thank you. Thank you for having that hopeful.
Now you're playing Sugar Ray Leonard. How'd you prepare for that?
You know, just being a boxer, you know what I'm saying? So instead of kind of looking at it like an acting role, I just decided that I was going to put the gloves on and train like an actual boxer. I spent about a year. Eventually, Sugar Ray Leonard came and put the finishing touches mm-hmm. on making sure that I understood exactly what happened in the two fights between he and Roberto Duran.
Now, did you spar? You spar and everything?
You know, you can play basketball, you can play football, you can play baseball. You can't play boxing.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It's what you put in the ring, and you put them gloves on, you put the pads on, and you go for it. And I wanted to make sure I could handle myself, so I boxed with amateurs. I didn't just...
So they knocked you on your ass a couple times. They had to.
Couple times, yeah.
You've always worked out and been in good shape, though. I remember when August was up here, he was saying how, when he was on tour with you, how you kind of had to tell him, listen, you got to work out, get in the gym, be healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I ended up being like a mentor to all mm-hmm. my, you know, my little brothers. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it is. I mean, if you're going to travel on that road, you know, and I did tell him, I showed him too, like, yo, this is what we do this, in order to, you know, keep it up, keep the regimen going.
All right, we got more with Usher when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Kent Jones with Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usher is in the building.
Why have we never seen Usher go crazy? Because you've been around since you was 14.
And like, you I don't see let you see it.
Like, why have you never gone crazy? Because it wasn't the social media era or what?
I think that we all go crazy in our mind. It's a matter of what you choose to show. Social media, all of them kind of give you an opportunity to wild out a little bit. Yeah, y'all seen me in the steam shower.
We seen your penis.
Yeah, we seen it.
Why didn't see your penis? I saw a smiley face.
Well, you were looking at my penis?
Oh, yeah. I just was showing them the picture, too, again.
She was. I'm not going to lie.
Refresher.
You keep it in your phone?
Yeah, I was like, listen, I'm glad that emoji couldn't hide it, man. There's no, if you have an emoji over your penis and you can't see the penis, then
you
I don't know if it was like a shadow. I think I feel like I saw like pieces.
Nah, you couldn't really.
Looking that hard? You damn it.
You couldn't really see it, right?
It's a piece
of girth coming out the size of the emoji.
That's great.
How did that happen? Are you having a young OG moment? You know, sometimes us young OGs get on this new technology and we're like,
He was doing a tour of the house and then he stripped down in the steam shower in the sauna. He was keeping it real.
I was blowing off steam, man, you know.
Listen, if I get a link, Usher's penis is exposed, I'm going to look at it. Why wouldn't I?
Goodness gracious, ye.
Why wouldn't I look?
Nah, you know, this right here proves that, you know, cough syrup and, you know what I'm saying, and steam showers don't work. You know what I'm saying?
So you were
high. That ain't a good blend.
That's going to be the headline. Usher says he was high when he leaked his penis pic. He was on syrup.
Did you think it was funny or were you like, oh my God?
Sometimes I use Snapchat or one of them to kind of like allow you to, you know, look at my life, my day. You know, that was it.
You said look at my day.
My
what?
Day.
Oh. Whoa.
Damn, man. She's like, we started with Ghetto D. Damn.
Now, the theme of this new album, Regret. I think I read a New York Times article and it said that.
Regret? Yeah. Is there any regret with the album?
Yeah, like it says, you talk about being regretful a lot.
Nah.
I feel like he's more messing up, but you going to be with me anyway.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's been a process. Like, the album ain't about just where we are. You know what I'm saying? Where men are. I mean, if you listen to music and you hear the contrast, you hear the other side, you hear women talking about some of the things that men are doing, right? Mm-hmm. So men have to kind of go through this transformation where they finally get it, you know? And if you look at my life and, you know, a lot of this that I've been through and things I've done, it ain't been the greatest. So, you know, I kind of own up to it. I don't want no more rivals. I just want to kind of straighten it out, you know what I mean? And
a man's favorite phrase is, I'm a work in progress.
That's real.
That's what men always say. When they mess up, they be like, listen, I'm just a work in progress, man.
But don't you love a dude who would just say that as
then
opposed to lying and just like, nah, you reading it wrong. You ain't, that wasn't me. You ain't see it. No, yeah, you got to own it. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that was part of the give back, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that men have that kind of record to make it a little bit easier to get over that hump of just having the conversation, man.
Right.
Now, yeah. You've always had a thing for older women, Usher.
Yep.
Why is that?
There's no reason. There's no logic behind, you know, who I've chosen to spend my time with. I like younger women, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a variety.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but...
when it comes to age, there's no limit.
I love
you're
that.
You're good today.
There is a limit. Nah, there is. I don't go too low. I don't go too low.
I always wonder if it's because you started in the game early. So a lot of people your age probably couldn't relate to what you were going through, maybe?
I mean, my first single was Can You Get With It? You know what I'm saying? At 14 years old... What the hell did I know about any of it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But nah, that ain't it. I just, you know, I just choose, you know, based off of who I know I resonate with and I connect with. It ain't got nothing to do with age or anything specific. It's like if you connect with somebody, then you gel with them. That's it.
I love older women, too. Patti LaBelle is my woman crush.
You like them pies?
Patty's pies.
Yes. You want them pies?
Yes, I do.
He go hard
for them pies.
He go hard for Patty. He played with Patty's son and had to check him a couple times.
Patty's son checked me once. He was just like, please stop talking about my mama and this man. I'm like, bro, it's not my fault. Your mama's hot, bro. Like, what do you want me to do? It's not like I'm being disrespectful. She's just hot.
How personal would you say this album is? Hard to Love.
I mean, the process was personal. You know what I'm saying? And kind of that transformation and me being open about being hard to love.
And hard to trust.
Yep.
So if you tell a girl that and you cheat, it's kind of on her.
Not really.
No.
It's hard to love ain't just necessarily cheating. It's just kind of getting through the layers of put all these blocks up when you go through, you know, life's changes. I went through a divorce. It ain't like I kind of have had, you know, 100% like great relationships all the way across the board. So with all of that, I made it very difficult for a lot of women. I was hard on them.
You kind of take the blame for.
Yeah, I took the blame for a lot of the things that I kind of went through.
Yeah, but what
I don't take all of it, but I can own my part.
But how do women trust you now? Because you're still Usher. You talked about your life on these records,
and you're saying you're hard to trust on the title track of the new record.
But you're still touring. You're still in the strip clubs. You're still. So how do they still trust Usher?
He giving himself a window. He got a little door open. So if I mess up, I told you what I'm about.
No.
I mean, I'm just being honest for all men, not just myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
Don't speak for me. I'm faithful.
Okay, all right. Don't want no problem. But you are definitely hard to love.
Yeah, yes, 100%.
That is true.
Do you think women don't take responsibility enough for our part?
I think y'all do. I think that you probably do more than you need to. And I think that maybe men don't necessarily understand how to say it. I think that we both speak different languages, you know what I'm saying? And we could be saying it very clearly and you don't get it. So, like, when you break it down to the most, like, the simplest common denominator, it makes it easy. It makes the conversation easy to kind of move through.
What conversation do you have with your sons? You have a couple black boys.
Yep.
Why you say it like that?
That sounded
so crazy. You sound like a racist. You sound so oppressive.
I got a couple of black boys, too. A
couple of young black men.
You have a couple of young black boys. They're not men yet. They're young boys.
Lord have mercy. Boys.
They're impressionable.
How about just you have two sons?
So that's from the South. You did that boy thing,
that
right?
That hurt, man.
That sounded crazy. You got a couple of black boys.
It doesn't. You have two young black sons, right?
Yeah.
What conversations do you have with them about everything that's going on? Because everything is so social now.
Ta-Nehisi Coates, he wrote this book. And he wrote a book to his son, and it then made me, you know what I'm talking about?
Between the World and Me.
Right. So great book. After reading that book, I then began to understand the reality of how important fathers are for kids right now. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to communicate with our sons and make them aware and prepare them for the world that is judging them. They're living in a different space and time, and while the reality that there is somebody out there who has the right to take your life. Mm-hmm. You should be aware that a situation can escalate, you know, and you should be responsible in that moment and stay alive. That's the whole point. Stay alive in that process.
Make it whole.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of anger. If you look at what's going on and the fact that nobody's able to stay the course, there's major conversations about what happens. We'll look on the news. We'll see what's going on with Trayvon Martin. We'll see what's going on with these court cases. And then it kind of dwindles. Babe, back to the next news thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So. It's really up to us as men, as fathers of our children, to have that conversation, have those difficult conversations with them, to let them know this is what has happened here. This is the reality of where you live. This is how certain people feel, you know. And my kids, man, they have many cultures of people that they not only hang out with, they know, they've been around the world, they've seen people, they've heard other people speak other dialects. So they're respectful of themselves and respectful of others.
I was going to say that because, I mean, me growing up in Queens, I'm sure you growing up in the South, it was nothing but black kids in our class.
Yeah.
But for my kids, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So telling them about racism, they're looking at it kind of different. Like, nah,
my daughter's the only black
Mikey's
girl in her school.
Class. Yeah, like Mikey is my friend.
In the whole school?
This
in
person,
the whole
so it's school. A, it's a little different to relate. Even if they go to your shows are so diverse.
Yeah.
So talking to them, do they really get it?
I mean, they're young boys, and they're growing to be conscious young men. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not certain, you know, and what I can say is while I have them in my care, I'm preparing them to be mindful men of the world that they live in and the reality of what their life looks like, to make sure that they understand the history, make sure that they understand what's not written in textbooks,
mm-hmm.
make sure that they understand who they are, where they come from, what responsibility comes with what they have. And it may not necessarily be theirs. They may be judged. It may hurt, put off. Somebody may say something. They might call them a nigga, and they're white. They're like, where did that come from?
Right.
What if you say my nigga? What's up, my nigga?
Yeah, but that's where we headed. We're in a really, really odd balance right now. You know what I mean? I love them while I got them, as long as I have them. Protect them as much as I can.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah. I always wanted to ask you, when you did Same Girl with R. Kelly, were you concerned that people may think that? Just go somewhere else real quick.
We're getting too deep.
Good segue.
What a segue. Well, like,
when you did that song, were you concerned that people may think that same girl was 13?
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Good question.
Is it?
Get out of there, man.
All right, well, let's get into an Usher mini mix. Let me know your favorite Usher joint right now at DJ Envy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was an Usher mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Usher is in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, can we talk about how you ruined Chili?
Ruined?
Because remember when she did the TV show?
How the hell I ruined it? How I ruined a grown ass person?
And she had that long checklist. I said, this is Usher's fault.
Oh,
I said, this is all Usher's fault that she got this long checklist.
She happy now, though.
Yeah.
So you're saying she is dating Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon, yeah.
I don't know that she is.
Nick Cannon said in a freestyle that he first tried to holler when Usher was with Chili.
Oh, well. That was then.
Yeah.
You think I ruined Chili for real?
Did you see her checklist on what Chili wants?
Yeah, that checklist was
Chili
crazy.
Checklist was long.
But they dated a long time ago. I'm sure there's been other things definitely that's happened since, so it didn't have to be Usher.
And when last time you interviewed her?
That ruined her.
Maybe
about a year and a half ago.
2.5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Did you ask her about it?
Yeah.
She said you ruined her.
She said I ruined her.
No, she didn't say that.
She didn't say that.
I think she just said something like you had some growing up to do or something like that.
Well, that's part of the reason that I wrote the song, Rivals. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I did have some growing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that relationship served, you know, you kind of had these categories. You know what I'm saying? You got a reason, season, or a lifetime. That one didn't prove to be a lifetime.
You got an album out of it, though. 10 million records sold. Mary J. Usher.
Mary J. Usher, this guy's an idiot.
So your advice to men, when you make your mistakes, yeah. own up to them,
yeah.
take responsibility,
yeah.
and learn from them.
Yes.
So
how about just not get caught?
How about just don't do it, Charlamagne, instead of just don't get caught?
I mean, if you want to deal with fantasy, cool.
But it took him time to get to that point, I'm sure.
Right, right.
To be honest. At
all men have their own timing, you know what I mean, and have their own things that we have to deal with, and women will never understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have a penis, so you
that
don't understand true. It.
But well, we don't know that about you.
And you guys don't. When we might not necessarily understand everything
my
about
vagina,
you.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out this connection between man and woman.
You got a Snapchat naked from the steam room, so you make sure you don't got no.
Shut up.
I'm gonna put an emoji.
Shut up.
And plus, right. You can always tuck it.
You
can always tuck it.
Nah. But I mean, it's something about that insecurity that mm-hmm. men have that at times makes it a bit.
Now,
you have to begin to balance it.
Mm-hmm. That if you cheat and you don't get caught, that you shouldn't tell.
You damn right.
But some people feel like, man, I feel so guilty about this. I feel like I need to go to my significant other and be like, I made a huge mistake. This is what happened. So what's your advice on if you cheat and don't get caught, should you confess or should you just
deny? You're speaking to the guy who puts it in his music.
Right.
I'm like a tattletale. I tell on myself.
No, well, you confess because you got caught.
There's a baby involved or something, yeah. But
I mean, you can't really get around that. Eventually, she's going to see the baby. You know what I'm saying?
But people have said it. But people have said it's very selfish if you don't get caught to tell because it relieves your guilt, but then it makes the other person feel terrible.
I disagree. I think that if you're trying to move forward in a relationship, let it come from your mouth to the person that you want to figure this out, because there's a reason why you went through that. There's a reason why you had that moment, why she or you. It ain't just guys either, by the way. Women on that too. You know what I'm saying? That more now than ever. You know what I'm saying? But
I knew that was gonna come up. Could you be with the woman who cheated on you if Grace was like, "Look, I made a huge mistake. It was just one time."
Cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah, don't put that in there.
Usher, you got,
I don't put that out there like that.
Usher, you got money to hide a baby. You got money to hide a whole family. I don't want, you don't sit here and hand me that. Uh-huh. What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make in your 20-plus year career as an artist and man?
That comes with the territory. You're always making an adjustment. You're always listening to what music is. You're always kind of collaborating. I think that that's probably one of the hardest places for writers, producers to get when they, you know, because something about having a hit record makes you feel like you don't need anybody.
Right. Mm.
But collaboration is what gives you perspective. So when you begin to work with other people, then you go further. You know what I'm saying? And that probably is the hardest thing. Just when you finally get that, wait a minute, it's not just all me. It is collaboration. It is the people that are helping me understand and see things that maybe I didn't catch. Put in the work. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you ain't gonna have the longevity.
And that's
you
might have a hit record. Longevity is your live show, because there's people you can go see perform live and you're like, I'd rather listen to the album at home. But then there's people you see perform live and it's like, wow, that was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're gonna spend that $40 or $59, whatever it costs to go see your favorite celebrity, you want them to show up for you.
What do you think about people live show now? Because seeing you perform, sometimes I'm like,
they don't work as hard as
I'm
they.
I'm like, man, you perform, you dance, you
Usher
sing,
always
dancing.
Practicing. First time I ever seen Usher was about 2 years ago at the iHeart Festival, and he walked in the room, and it's like a path cleared, and he danced all the way to the podium. Like, you walk in the room to do press and danced to go do your interview. I was like, well,
stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Nah, but I'm a bit disappointed.
With live shows now.
I'm very disappointed with live shows. I'm not as disappointed for the creative directors, because they getting paid a lot of money to put the lights in it.
Now, you discovered Justin Bieber. Is it hard for you to, like, pick another artist now because of the success Bieber had?
Success has a million fathers. There's a ton of people who were part of Justin Bieber's discovery. Scooter brought it to me. Ton of people. That's not necessarily the business that I have been in. You know, I've been more focused on continuing to keep music. And if I do hear anything, an artist, I'll pull them to the front. I might collaborate with them. I might help them and mentor them. I mentor more people than you would ever know. Any R&B artist, if you name them right now, I probably know them, mentor them, talk to them. I'm the Tory youngest Lanez. OG that they got. You know
Tory
what I'm
Lanez.
Saying? Well, no.
With Trey Songz.
With Trey.
August.
What about Bryson Tiller?
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. Miguel.
Definitely Miguel.
Cause Diddy, I mean, Diddy did that for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's about, you know, the gift of the trade. You know, if you have some perspective, why not offer it? You know what I'm saying? Chris, all of them. You know what I mean?
All right,
make sure y'all follow Usher on Snap. Something else might slip out. You never know.
Well, he's performing at Powerhouse, so make sure you get your tickets for Powerhouse.
And the iHeart Music Festival he's performing.
And the iHeart Music Festival.
Oh, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. The album, the 8th studio album, Hard to Love, out right now. We appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you all, man.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Ursa.
Yeah, man.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the game went in on Meek Mill on 92 Bars. Now, just to fill you in on what's going on, the game thinks that Meek Mill told Sean Kingston that he had him set up and robbed in a club in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the game is saying that he was interviewed by police and cleared of all charges, but he does feel like Meek Mill is a rat for that situation. Meek Mill is saying he never did that. Sean Kingston is saying that Meek never told him anything. So it seems like a misunderstanding on who told what, okay? Well, first, the game put out this diss song that's going to be on his new album. It's called 92 Bars, and he's taking aim at Meek.
She got a couple more, and she don't even know me. And ever since that nigga snitched on me, we just don't speak. See, that shit you got with Drake is like a slow leak. Blood will be dripping like Niagara if I poke me. Nicki won't get no sleep. I'm coming through at 4 a.m. 4 deep and leave a dead body on a soap sheet. It can happen low-key. You better have Ross call me or you gon' be eye level with a roach feet.
First of all,
I'm around and be a news clip with them loose lips. My nigga Drizzy packed you out and you ain't do shit. This the Golden State and my shooters ain't on no hoop shit. If you know that I snap you like a toothpick. And snitching on niggas ain't never been no cool shit. And I've been wanting to give Nicki this pool stick. So tell your little vibrant thing, come up a Q-tip. We know where you live, niggas. You better move quick and start thinking twice about who you hop in the coop with.
Let's applaud the Breakfast Club for not giving a damn about quality, because the actual quality version is out there, but we don't care. Why? Why play the quality version? Why? Who cares? We play the one that we received,
right.
Damn it.
That's what we got.
All right?
All right. Yeah, we did get that exclusively on Friday after everything went down. Well, Meek Mill has responded on Wax. He actually did his song, Ooh, over the Young M.A. song. Check it out.
Dirt check you. Thug Sundry. What else? Fifth drop you.
What else?
Mac One you.
What else?
Strippers turn rappers. Look what we come to. You a big ass, my lady, and never love for you.
Drop one of Clues Bombs from Meek Mill, damn it.
Here's some more from Meek, by the way.
With some 40 niggas, I'm never with 40s again. Promo y'all out and got you making up stories. Stripper the rapper, rapper the stripper, you corny. That's what you do to sell your album? You only gonna sell like 15,000 the first week.
Meek and Game both some rapping ass Negroes.
Now they both spit bars.
Yeah, let's be clear
this
on that.
This is interesting.
Well,
I love this.
Game went and posted a picture of a rat and put Mickey Mouse. After I whoop his rat ass and how much crack you had to give that smoker Weenie Siegel to escape from rehab.
Ooh.
That N-word looked bad. Homie, stop posting pictures of that sick N-word. He need a bath, some warm food.
Who wrote that? Game?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said, B need a what?
He needs a bath, some warm food, and a hug. He said, give me the fat Siegel back and take that saggy titty sucked up sherm head back to self-help movement.
Oh, my
Rehab
goodness.
Center of Philadelphia.
Well, Beanie's in.
Jesus Christ.
Right. So there's a much longer post if you want to
check longer
that
than that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just giving you guys an update. I know Charlamagne has his donkey of the day, but I'm just telling you what's going on. There's a lot with this Meek Mill and Game situation.
And I'm going to play the full version during the mix, too, so if you want to hear
gonna
it.
Is it going to be that quality?
This is crystal clear quality.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. And by the way, I just want to make sure we give a shout out to Max B. Apparently, he is going to be coming home. Originally, he was sentenced to a 75-year prison sentence, mm-hmm. but there's some recent changes. He has a new legal team, new management. They now have a different agreement. And it looks like he'll be home in 2 years.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Max B, damn it. That's my guy.
So he did put out a message to everybody. He thanked us too.
Okay.
And that, and of course, French Montana and all his fans that have been holding him down.
Salute to his mom. Salute to Frank, his manager. That's my guy right there. Salute to Max B, man.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, we got Donkey today coming up.
Yes, man. Donkey today, we need Sean Kingston to come to the front of the congregation, okay? Because when you're looking at these maybe potential volatile situations, there's certain people that should not be involved, and Sean Kingston is one of them. So we need to have him come to the front of the congregation. This is a teachable moment.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 19th goes to Sean Kingston. Now, if you haven't heard, Mercury is in retrograde and Negris is nigging more than usual. As we reported last week, Game took some shots at Meek Mill in a diss record called 92 Bars. Game said he wants to fight Meek Mill one-on-one, all because Sean Kingston got robbed. And Game claims that Meek gave Sean the idea it was someone from Game's camp that robbed him. Look, I don't know what's really going on. I'm just watching from the sidelines like the rest of y'all. All I know is Game 92 Bars is very violent but fire. And Meek Mill's Ooh remix is violent but fire. Mm-hmm. So minus all the threats of violence, it was a pretty good weekend in hip-hop. Round of applause for those guys and their boss. Okay? Now, I used to like when my gangster rappers actually did gangster things. Actually lived the lives they rapped about. But I'm grown now. So I don't anymore. I just want y'all to rap about it and not actually harm each other because, hey, rap lives matter. But when two street rappers, Meek Mill and Game, are throwing shots at each other, sadly, it's going to be some violence, maybe. It's expected. Meek Mill from the mean streets of Philly and Game is from the jungle known as Compton. So, yes, they're going to talk tough to each other. It is what it is. Now, who we aren't expecting to hear tough talk from is Sean Kingston. Let's play the original clip. This is what Sean originally had to say concerning the whole situation. Play the calm one. Yeah.
I'm just cooling, man, trying to stay positive, work on my new album, come back with good music for my fans, man. I ain't trying to be no more media, no more drama, no nothing. That's my dog. We never had no conversation about nothing.
That's the right approach. Round of applause to Sean Kingston for initially taking the right approach. Okay. Now I'm blaming what you're about to hear on Meek Mill and Game. Okay, Sean saw all those posts and memes Game and Meek were posting. He saw all those likes they was getting, all those Shade Room, Baller Alert, and Academic posts, and Sean wanted in. So Sean watched an episode. He watched the movie Shotters. He smoked some ganja. He wrote up a script, put it in that little teleprompter app on the iPhone, and went to work. Let's hear it.
Y'all a gangster in the world. No, y'all a bumble clock gangster. Y'all fraud, take care of niggas them. You straight like that, hoe ass nigga, man. Fuck wrong with you. Little Dirk pulled up on your ass, ready to drop your ass. You call peace, pet rally, nigga. Oh, man, I ain't do no no. Hoe ass nigga. Thug was about ready to drop your ass. You call peace. Man, we seen this fucking movie before. Get this clown out of here.
Sean Kingston, why?
That rough.
I don't know.
Why? Nobody looks at you in that way. Nobody thinks of you in that manner. In fact, when you get robbed and stuff, we say things like, now, why would somebody rob Sean Kingston? Why would somebody
leave
hit
him alone?
Yeah, leave Sean alone. Why would somebody hit Sean Kingston in the head with a bottle? He's a nice guy.
Right.
But now after hearing you impersonate Ox from Belly, if, God forbid, you find yourself in another situation like that, people are going to say, well, that's what he gets. Serious question. Does social media make you feel like you have to be tough? Thumb thugging, cyber crippering, broadband blooding, why? All you did, Sean Kingston, was open the door for negativity in your life. And I really don't know you, but I don't believe you built for it. When your chain got snatched in the club, correct me if I'm wrong here, your mother, Sean Kingston's mama, got on Twitter and asked for the jewelry back. Right?
Yes. That's correct.
I'm not making this up, am I?
That's the first we heard of it, too, knowing that he got robbed because his mom actually took the social media.
We saw the tweets from Mama Kingston 1 at in game asking for your jewelry back. So sorry, Sean, if we don't believe your gangster. Can you just play the second clip one time? Just play.
Yeah, I'm a fat n***a. The world know I'm a fat n***a. I went platinum being a fat n***a. Fat n***a is still f*** your bitch.
Whoa.
Anywhere, you buff ass, steroid ass, going to run in cannon every day. 48 of fitness, 48 of fitness. Go take another steroid pill, you ass. You was wearing a thong. You can't talk to me. I ain't no rapper. I ain't gotta be no street. The world know what you is. You ain't even good in your own city. You a hoe, and the whole world know.
So if you're not a street Negro, why you acting like one, Sean? The moral of the story is if you're not a savage in the streets, don't be a savage in the tweets. If you're not an OG, don't front like you're one on IG. Okay, Sean? I'll leave you with this. Be careful who you pretend to be. You might forget who you are. Now, should Sean Kingston get the biggest hee-haw to Sweet Sounds in the Hamiltones?
Sweet Sounds.
Okay, give him some Sweet Sounds in the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Not for nothing.
He's way too beautiful for this.
My mom would have did the same thing.
Boy, shut up. But you beige, though. We expect that from you.
Shut up.
I just don't understand all the thumb thugging, the cyber cripping, the broadband blooding. What's the point? Why? Why be a social media savage? Why?
Right.
If you're saying you're not a street dude, don't act like one. Like, what? That sounds like somebody who wants some action to me.
Sounded like he wanted a little action.
He sounded like he wants some action. Okay?
He did sound like he
wants
some action.
That sounded like he wants action. Okay?
Action.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's ask this question that ye asked earlier. 800-585-1051.
I just was asking for you guys, because when we go out, sometimes things happen and we hear some inside information. If you found out that somebody you know that you was, you know, kind of cool with, maybe not your bestie or nothing like that, was about to get robbed or set up in the club, do you say something or do you mind your business?
800-585-1051. You in the club. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, We about to rob so-and-so.
You know him.
You know him. You might not be the coolest in the world.
But y'all cool.
But y'all know each other. Would you say something or would you mind your business?
That's why you got to carry a fake badge around with you. So when people walk up to you and say stuff like that, you just flash your badge on them.
You can't flash. What are you talking about? 800-585-1051. That is the question. Call us up right now. We'll talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake and Riri with Two Good Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking 800-585-1051. This is out of the game Sean Kingston Meek Mill story. If you're in a club and somebody comes up to you and says they're going to rob somebody else that you know, would you say something? That is the question. Let's start with you, Yee.
Man, that's a hard one. How well do I know them is the question. This is how I look at it. I would probably try to talk them out of robbing the person. And that's the most I could do. And if you don't say anything to the person, you can never say anything to anybody. So if you choose to mind your business, you can't tell anyone ever that you even had any information about it. You got to just say, hey, I'm not in it. So if it's a really good friend of mine, of course, I would have to tell them. And I would also have to tell the person who was about to do it, like, you know, that's my homie, so I can't just let this go down.
Well, if they were a really good friend of mine, I'm sure that everybody would know that it's a friend of mine and they wouldn't ask. So
sometimes people don't know your relationships, though.
Yeah, true. If they're asking and they're not really a good friend of mine and I just know them, know I'm minding my business. And when you see me exit, that means something's about to happen. I'm out of there. I am not saying nothing. I'm minding my business. It has nothing to do with me. I don't want to be involved with this. I am a regular citizen. I have a family. I want to go home. That's how I look at it. Charlamagne?
Tough one, man. I mean, first of all, if you come to me and tell me you're going to rob someone, I, number one, want to know why you're promoting and marketing your crime. Second, it's clearly not someone I'm close to because you wouldn't be telling me if it was.
That's what I said, yep.
And three, natural humanity is going to kick in, and you're not going to want to see someone get hurt or get robbed. So I really don't know.
But if you say something, it puts you involved. Now you're involved. Now
yeah,
you're
you can't just say you don't know. You're here. You're in the situation. What do you do?
Quick story. Remember one time I owed this dude some money.
Okay.
Because I was selling dope for him. The dope he gave me was horrible. I couldn't sell it, so I ended up owing him some money.
Right.
So he wanted me to do a home invasion with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I was doing a home invasion. I knew that from the jump.
Right.
But I said, okay, I'll go along with the home invasion. So we get in the car and we're riding around smoking weed. And I already knew he's one of those guys that smokes and get paranoid. So I just started telling him all kind of stuff. Oh, I think I just saw a police car behind us.
Right.
Oh, the lights are still on in the house. I don't think we should do it, whatever, whatever. So I'm saying everything I can to make this guy not want to do this home invasion
anymore.
And it worked. So I would think that that's what I would do in this situation if a guy came to me and said, yo, I'm about to rob somebody. I'm like, yo, I don't think I would do that. It's mad police outside. I heard this dude got 20 guns with him on him right now. I don't think he's going to be able to get up out of here. I would say something to try to keep this situation from happening because that's just my natural humanity
well,
kicking
in. I've been in an incident where that has actually happened. I was in the club and somebody was like, yo, E, if I was you, I'd get out the club right now. And I was like, why? He said, because it's about to get ugly. And then when I got out the club, it really got ugly.
Now, that's different. See, that's just a general statement. You know what I'm saying?
Right, true.
But saying I'm about to rob this person right now is a little different. Natural humanity kicks in. Telling me to get out the club is about to get ugly? Thank you for the warning. I'm out. I don't need to know nothing.
It's not anybody target in particular. Somebody target in particular, I think you really do have a responsibility to try to talk them out of it.
If
you know the person.
See,
and if you're still gonna do it, you did what you could.
See, in these streets, especially Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, it happens all the time.
Well, don't tell me. Why are you telling me?
I'm glad you told me so I can get out. Yeah. I wanna go home.
Nah.
I wanna go home. I wanna get out of here. I wanna go home. When you try to rob him, he pulls out a gun, they start shooting. Now I'm in the crossfire. I wanna go home. Hello, who's this?
Breakfast Club, what's up, man? It's Tony.
Tony, what would you do in that situation, Tony?
To be honest, if we kick it and then we cool, I'm going to let him know. Well, I ain't going to let him know. I'm going to tell my homies, like, yo, cool. He cool, chill out. And if they straight up savages, well, let God be with him.
You're like, yeah, I can't do nothing for you.
Hello,
but
who's
now
this?
It puts you in the middle of it.
It does. Hello?
How are you, Breakfast Club?
What's going on, bro? All
right, this is from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. I got a Brooklyn dude today.
Yeah, yeah. My answer would be, if someone came try to line somebody up that I know, I would ask out of respect for them not to do it. And then when I get a chance, I get over to that person, let them know they're getting lined up and they need to go now.
So you would do what they're saying Meek did?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you tell.
I mean, truthfully speaking, that's really just being a good human being.
Right.
I mean, I understand that different rules apply in the street. That's why you know, what Game is saying is true. It is wrong what Meek did because both of them are street dudes. But for us regular human beings who don't live by those rules, don't tell me things like that, okay? Because I got humanity. I'm going to tell somebody, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. I doubt it.
I'm not. I know too many people in the clubs. I know too many people. I know the grimy. I know the goons. I know the regular people. I know everybody, so it keeps me out of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to know everybody.
Yeah.
800-585-1051. You're in a club. Somebody comes up to you and says they're going to rob somebody that you know. You don't necessarily have to be cool with them. You don't have to be tight, but you know them. Would you say something? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Mo Money, Mo Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. Now, we're asking out of what's going on allegedly with Meek Mill, Sean Kingston, and The Game. You're in a club chilling. Somebody comes up to you and says they want to line or rob somebody that you know. You don't necessarily have to be cool with them. What would you say? Would you tell them or would you mind your business? Me, I'm minding my business. If I'm tight with them, then, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
But if I'm
not tight with them and I don't know them and I know I'm kind of like, what's up?
Would you feel if, you know, you minded your business and then this person goes to rob this individual but ends up accidentally killing them or something like that? And you had a chance to prevent this. I think about Spider-Man, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
When Peter Parker got by that wrestling promoter, and then that somebody came in there to rob the wrestling promoter, and Peter Parker had a chance to stop the robber, and that robber went out and killed his uncle right after that.
Right.
It's like, yo, I think about things like that,
bro. But you know what, too? And this is a true story. This is a real story. When somebody lined me up, and they lined me up, and they tried to rob me,
mm-hmm.
and they were shooting at me, when I tried to figure out who it was, everybody that I thought was cool with me, everybody minded their business.
That's right. And then you said you would mind your business.
Everybody minded that business. So that makes me look at people differently. Now I know that you guys in these clubs, you're not really my friends.
But you said you would mind your business
too. Now I would mind my business because of what people have done to me. Because I thought we're cool and somebody tried to line me up and shoot at me. And now the people that I think are my people.
But you also know that's a difficult situation to be in.
It is
too.
A difficult situation.
It's
that's
a very tough
because
situation.
Now you see what happened to me.
Now,
you know who need to be minding their business?
Who?
The criminals. Don't tell people what you're about to do. Just go do it. Why are you giving me warning?
He probably thought he was looking out for me, like, get out of here. We about to do this.
Man.
I don't know.
Everybody,
I mean, we don't even know
business?
What happened for real, but I'm just speculating.
I get it. I can see it from both sides.
Nah, it's like I mind my business. Hello, who's this?
Hey, from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, Mama? What would you do in that situation?
No, there is no dry stitching. You do not snitch.
So you're not saying nothing?
No, you do not say nothing. And how do you know that they're not telling you that just to ruin your relationship with your man? No dry.
Well, the chain really got taken.
You on your way to your nice corporate job, and you talking about no snitching?
She's from Brooklyn.
What the hell is wrong with you?
As that's in her blood.
Where do you work at?
I work as a medical receptionist.
Yeah, the medical receptionist in these streets talk about stop
she
snitching.
She still got
no snitching
blood, man.
Jesus
she
Christ.
Ride or die.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is June from Far Rock to Sixth Borough. You already know what it is.
Far Rockaway, Queens. June, what's going on?
Yo, I'm calling about the topic, man. Listen, if I'm cool with both parties, right, and you feel like that type of information should be shared with me, I can't let you go ahead and do that, bro. I can't let you go rob my other mans, man. We got to find another way to get that chicken, to get that bread, to go get you some chains or whatever you're trying to get. But I can't let that happen. I feel liable. You told me that information. That already put me in the spot.
Yes.
Yeah?
What he said is very true. Once you tell me, then I become liable. I become an accessory to your BS. Don't tell me. How about that? Don't tell me nothing.
But right. Allegedly he told him because
I'd rather
he said
not
things
know.
Pop off. You are on probation. I just want you out of here so you don't get in trouble and you stay on
but
probation.
But he ain't do nothing to get in trouble for.
Hey, you never know. What's the moral of the story, guys?
Don't rob anyone.
Yeah, the moral of the story is don't rob nobody, okay? But no, actually, man, if my actions don't concern you, don't concern yourself with my actions, and don't concern me with your actions, okay? Leave me alone. Why are you telling me about who you're about to rob?
I can get out of Dodge. I tell me.
You want to know.
Because if not, they go to rob somebody, they shooting in the club, you get shot, you could have been home.
Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up, Yee.
Yes, we'll talk about some more diss songs that are coming out. We'll tell you who is going at Drake. okay, and Kanye on a new song. Also, find out about an NBA player who once made $66 million and now has filed for bankruptcy.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chocolate Dropper is coming for everybody.
Uh-oh.
He's got a new song out. It's called Baller Alert. All right. And Envy, you're going to play that in the mix this morning, right?
Yes, I am.
I heard he's got diss songs about Kanye, Drake, nobody's safe.
Oh, boy.
So it should be pretty interesting. But shout out to our people over at Baller Alert as well. That has to be exciting. His first single is called Baller Alert.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And speaking of which, Kanye joined Instagram. I don't know if you guys saw that over the weekend.
I did see that.
But he did. He's been contemplating joining Instagram for some time, and he finally did. Also, over the weekend was the BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. Now, 2 Chainz opened his restaurant. It's called Escobar Lounge. He opened that in Atlanta, so I know he had a big event, a late-night brunch that was hosted by Def Jam. I saw that was going down. So there's a lot of brunches, a lot of dinners, look pretty nice. I saw Khaled was honored at a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What's so funny, Charlamagne?
Nothing.
What?
I was laughing. It's suit to my man, Spank. I wasn't paying attention. Oh. Comedian Spank. He's an idiot.
Okay. Now, Lil Wayne.
What's with you?
What is going on with this situation with Birdman? Now, what they are saying is that there was a $100 million advance that Birdman had gotten for a distribution deal for Universal Music Group. It was supposed to be split between him and Lil Wayne. But unfortunately, Birdman blew through $70 million of the advance, and now Wayne wants to see those receipts. Now, they have handed over some documents, 22,000 pages of documents, to Lil Wayne's lawyers. That's a lot to go through. But they said none of those pages include details on how the $70 million was spent. So that's what they're trying to figure out now.
Damn. So basically, 22,000
pages.
So basically, Birdman told somebody in the club he was about to rob Wayne, and nobody told Wayne. See? That's why you got to say something.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And speaking of the BET Awards, Chief Keef, I guess, has been banned. He's upset that he's not invited. Bow Wow even went on Instagram and said that he tried to get BET to lift the ban on Chief Keef, but to no avail. Well, Chief Keef have no fear. He don't want to go anyway. He said, F the BET Awards. Check it out.
Man, F the BET Awards. We go to the BET Awards. Chains getting took. Bitches getting F. Baby mom's getting F. Still pregnant, all that.
Well, exactly why you shouldn't be there.
Maybe
why
is he banned, though?
Why is he banned? Anybody know?
Listen, I'm not sure. He's banned from a lot of places, it feels like. Remember, he had to do the hologram show, and then they shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened with him and BET, but apparently there's an issue there. All right, Lady Gaga is said to be headlining Super Bowl 2017. She's going to be the halftime headliner.
Wow.
Now, the NFL has not confirmed this news yet. They said we have had conversations with several fantastic artists about the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. However, at this point, we do not have a final decision. We're happy there is so much excitement about the show. But Lady Gaga has stated already that she's going to be doing that. She's also putting out a new music video for her latest single, Perfect Illusion, and that's going to go out tomorrow during the premiere of Scream Queens on Fox.
Why hasn't Rihanna done the Super Bowl halftime show yet? Or even Justin Bieber?
They haven't?
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Like, why Lady Gaga?
I don't know. I mean, Lady Gaga's a big star now. You can't deny that. All right. Now, Darius Miles, NBA player, has filed for bankruptcy. He made $66 million in the NBA. You guys know him?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what happened to Darius Miles? He was a first-round draft pick with the Clippers. And he signed a contract worth $9 million. He also starred in a movie with Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds. He had a Jordan Athletic brand endorsement deal. He's 34 years old now. And he's had injuries, legal problems, and bad investments. All of that have left him in court asking if he can sell off his assets to pay creditors. He actually has about $460,000 in assets, and he has $1.5 million in liabilities. He has a $20,000 child support debt in his bankruptcy. And he lost more than $100,000 in a California real estate deal. All kinds of situations.
He's not asking for no sympathy, is he?
Well, no, we're just telling you what's happening.
Oh, okay.
He's filing for bankruptcy after making $66 million in the NBA. He now is broke and owes more money than what he has.
Don't feel sorry for him. I can't even begin to feel sorry for somebody who's made $66 million in their life and went broke. That's they dumbass.
Well, he probably just didn't know. He didn't know how to invest his money. That's a bad thing. A lot of these players get all this money and just don't know what to do with it.
Hey, you ain't got to know how to invest, but you can know how to save.
You're right.
$66 million? I wish I would.
All right.
Please.
Well,
I was always on a dirt road, okay? I eat deer.
That is
how the
your
hell I'm gonna go broke.
Rumor
I shop
report.
At Target.
I'm Angela Yee.
Drive a Cadillac Escalade, 20,000 miles.
Drive. We haven't seen that Cadillac Escalade in years.
I just upgraded, Cadillac. And the only reason I upgraded because I got a free truck.
How much you said was the Blue Book value of that Escalade when you sold it?
$1,500. I sold it for a good stack and left all the old CDs that was in there. So that man
so
came
somebody
up.
Gotta come up.
He came up.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. The People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. We are going to get that chocolate dropper on and also the Meek Mill dish. You want to hear the full record? We're going to play that as well. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on. Let's go.